We have one presentation this evening. Johnny Hanlon, Councilor Hanlon is going to, actually, probably should do the attendance first, should I?
You should, buddy, yes, just well.
Okay, and to bear with me, it's my first meeting I'm chairing here this evening. So in attendance this evening, we have Councilor Neary, Councilor Bartlett, Councilor Harding, Councilor Hanlon, Councilor Stuart Sharp, Claudia Murray, our deputy town clerk, and Tony Pollard, acting town manager, and myself, Deputy Mayor Lahan. Absent this evening is Mayor McDonald. We have one presentation this evening. We have a check being presented by Councilor Hanlon to Max Day and Paul French for the Rovers, I believe it is.
Okay. As most know that we're here, we had the council pass the motion at our last meeting to donate $1,000 to Rovers Search and Rescue for the to help with the purchase of a drone that has infrared camera attached to it that will help with searching in our community and other communities around the area. And it's something that could save lives immediately as soon as we get it. So Rovers are having a fundraising event right now to get this. If I'm not mistaken, our third somewhere around $57,000-$58,000 for this particular item. And our town has got a check to present to Max and Paul. And it's, you know, we're more than glad to be. I actually put out a challenge to the rest of my counterparts in the region, to the other towns in the Killy Coast, to match or at least put forward a donation of whatever they can afford to help with this, because I'm sure this particular piece of equipment, state-of-the-art technology that will really help with the search for individuals. And as I was talking with the guys now, our demographic of people with older individuals with dementia and PTSD and mental health issues, helicopter searching is sometimes often these people get afraid of helicopters. And with this particular device that these guys want to purchase, it's pretty much silent and can actually pick up a person's body heat hundreds of yards away. And, it will really help with their things. So, Colin, Bob, Max, come forward or get the check. You get the picture if he wants to check. We're getting something out of it. All right, here we go. Close the clean toe torrents. Look at this.
Rovers. All right. And I'm grabbing that too.
Yeah, this one's for the family. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Thank you, good town, on behalf of Rovers for that. Much appreciated.
All right, you're welcome to us. And you're more than welcome to stay and listen to this lovely event tonight, but if you want to leave, we understand that too.
Oh, God.
Councilor Hanlon, is that red light on the corner? Is that
yes, it is.
Okay. I didn't look it up from here, so. Okay.
Okay. Can we get adoption of the minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Bartlett, second by Councilor Hanlon. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Councilman Kerry. Okay. So I'll pass over to Tony for town manager's report.
Okay. Thank you, Worship. I got just a couple items to briefly discuss, I guess, or throw out there. First of all, due to the dry weather recently, all open air burning has been suspended, and there's a notification on our website for that. And it was put up by Fire and Emergency Services anyway. And the restriction includes burning in barrels, fire pits, chimneys, etc. as well. So essentially, no burning of any kind until future notice or further notice. As Public Works Department, we also have an eye on Tropical Storm Chris coming up the Gulf. We don't know what it's going to do yet. They're certainly put the notice out to Public Works staff today to keep an eye on the ditches and make sure that the generators and things are necessary if we should happen to use them. Those two kind of go hand in hand, I guess, to the next point. And some time ago, I guess, we started to resurrect our emergency plan again. And to date, I guess, what has been done is that all the contacts have been updated. I think this is kind of a ongoing necessity. I think we should keep in mind every year and make sure that everything stays updated. So we have the contacts updated, and according to recent conversations, we hope to have some type of tabletop exercise in the fall. And on that note, I guess speaking of the open air burning and recent events in on Kenmount Hill there, Fred will be on CBC tomorrow morning speaking with the Today Show, I think it is, or
Crosstalk at 12:30.
Crosstalk at 12:30. Thanks, Fred. Councilor Stewart Shire is going to do an update on the recreation side of things, so I'll leave that for the time being. The Drover Heights project, right now I'm waiting for the third quote for project management services. I have two quotes in, and we require three due to the dollar value associated with it. The metering project report is in the ANF report, and will be spoken to by Councilor Stewart Sharp as well. Safe PCSP signs have been erected, finally. They've been sitting around for a period of time, and it's quite the effort to actually put them up and go look at it and understand what had to be done to put the signs in place. There's also, we're in the process of curing the old building on Blast Hole Pond. There's been some concerns over vandalism, and I know if we had tried to sell that a few years ago, but no one really wants to take it apart and bring it out from where it is, so we'll have to secure that building. The line painting is currently ongoing. The white paint hopefully will soon be finished. We switch over to yellow. I don't know exactly what the time frames are on that or what order the streets will be done, but that should be coming up shortly. And of course, public works staff and the facility staff participated in Canada Day recreation and the touch truck events. We just got a correspondence in today on the 2019 assessment data. And as you know, this is coming into an assessment year, and everybody's been kind of curious in terms of what it might look like. Overall, the values will be down about 1.5%, which is much less than I thought it would be down by. That translates into approximately $124,000, and that would be just about what our growth amount would be from year to year. So at the end of the year, hopefully we'll be pretty much the same as where we are this year. Now, that's up to council to decide which way they want to go with mill rate, but that's a couple months away yet, so we won't go down that road. The Director of Public Works position is still unfilled at this point in time, although there'll be a motion here tonight to start negotiations with the preferred candidate. And as you know, Penny has left out front, and right now we're in the process of receiving applications for that position. And that's been my report, Director.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, so I guess we'll move into the committee reports. Up first, Planning and Development, Councillor Harding.
Thank you, Your Worship, and welcome to your first time in the hot seat.
Thank you.
Planning and Development met on July 3rd, 2018, with yours truly as chairperson, Deputy Mayor Jeff Laham for items 1 to 20 and 22, Councillor Johnny Hannon, Liz Spurl, Planning and Development Coordinator, Holly Duffett, Planning Technologist, Mayor McDonald for items 1 to 4, 6 to 7, 14 to 22, and three developers pertinent to item number 11. Item number 1, Civic number 59 Don Allen Road, single dwelling. The committee recommends that the application to construct a single dwelling at Civic number 59 Don Allen Road be rejected as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Second by Councilor Hammond. Any questions or discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Council minded? Carried.
Item number 2, Civic number 8 to 10, Knight's Rest, commercial building extension. The committee recommends that the application to construct an extension to a commercial building at Civic number 8 to 10, Knight's Rest, be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Second by Councilor Bartlett. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Council minded? Carried.
Item number 3, Civic number 7, Kittiwake Place, accessory building. Committee recommends that the application to construct an accessory building at Civic number 7, Kittiwake Place be granted approval in principle as per Appendix A of the table report. And that's so moved.
Second by Councilor Hannon. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Council minded? Carried.
Item number 4, Civic number 53 to 57, Hogan's Pond Road, request to change approval. Committee recommends that the council amend motion 2018-147, permitting the construction of a dwelling extension to reflect demolition of a single dwelling and construction of a single dwelling, as opposed to dwelling extension. This recommendation is in light of additional information submitted by the applicant expressing structural concerns in accordance with the Development Regulations 49, non-conforming use. Let's so move.
Second up. Council Steve Chair. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Council minded? Carried.
Item number 5, Department of Fisheries and Land Resources, Crown Land Application Referral for Bali Line Extension. Committee recommends that the Crown Land Application Referral for land at the rear of Suite Number 374-376, Bali Line Extension, be refused as per Appendix A of the Table of Report. And that's so moved.
Second up. Councilor Hanlon. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council minded, carried.
Item number 6, permits for maintenance and repair work. Committee recommends that council exempt the following from requiring a permit for the town in accordance with Section 194 of the Building Prohibition of Municipalities Act 1999, Section 2G definitions of the Urban and Rural Planning Act 2000, and Development Regulation 8, permit to be issued to the town development regulations 2014 to 2024. The exception to this motion is when work is completed in areas affected by Schedule E, the environmental protection overlay of the town's development regulations of 2014 to 2024, or which requires approvals or permits from another government agency. Construction, demolition, and or maintenance of patio decks, example patio, steps, landings, wheelchair ramps, only if detached from the dwelling, fences, driveway repairs and maintenance, excluding culverts and widening, minor landscaping involving less than 125 square meters of material, example are minor backfilling, fire pits, walkways, non-structural retaining walls, and flower boxes. Non-structural exterior work, examples replacing siding, windows, doors, or shingles, and painting. Non-structural interior renovations, replacing drywall, flooring, cabinetry, painting, and construction and or maintenance of ditches and drainage channels, excluding those that lead to a town-owned road or an environmental feature like a water course or a water body. Items. And that's so moved.
Second by Councilor Bartlett. Have any questions or comments, discussion here? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council minded? Carried on.
Items 7 through 21 are other items that were discussed at the committee's meeting. Detailed information regarding these items can be found in Appendix A of the table report. Item number 22, permits issued. There were 21 permits issued from June 1st to June 14th, 2018, as per Appendix A of the table report. And your worship, that is my report.
Thank you, Councilor Hardy. Up next, we had Recreation Community Service. There was no meeting held, but I believe Councilor Stuart Sharp would speak.
Yes, I would just like to give an update so it's not lost. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our recreation staff for the excellent work and effort put into the Portico-Cole St. Dolph Regatta Festival Week. It was a lot of activities on the go that week, and it was a huge success. The weather was not conducive at times, but they all worked around it, and it all worked out, and they made it happen. I also like to giving out the awards and medals to the championship teams. And he also informed me that the gate took in a lot of money, approximately
$4,500 on the gate.
Approximately $4,500 on the gate. So I'm sure our next recreation report will have a more detailed information, but that is good news for us. And your worship, this.
Thank you. Councilor Stewart, Chair. Up next is Councilor Bartlett with Public Works.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Public Works, we met on July 5th, in attendance was myself as Chair, Deputy Mayor Lehan, Councilor Harding. Staff present was Linda Middlehood, Public Works Coordinator, and Damian Bridger, Public Works Foreman. Item number one is the water and sewer application for Portugal Cove Road. This item has been deferred until the town manager returns from his vacation. Item number two is facilities mower equipment. That should be, as a typo, I think the audience says facility mover equipment.
Okay.
Quote, three requests received for the purchase of a new mower for facilities. Previous mower has exceeded its lifespan. It was at least 10 years old, and it was of a residential grade. The new mower will be commercial grade and carry a 5-year warranty. Motion reads as follows. Committee recommends the purchase of a 54-inch lawn tractor from Rideout Tool and Machine Incorporated at a cost of $5,269.99 plus HST. So moved.
Second by Councilor Murray. Do we have any questions or discussion?
I do. I will be not supporting this purchase. Most of us will remember that this town spent in excess of $200,000 a few months ago for a sidewalk blower that we paid $7,300 for a mower attachment, only to find out that the mower attachment is not adequate for what we need because the turning radius is too big, and that we've been using a 10-year-old ride-on lawnmower to do that work. So I won't be supporting this because I think if we got 10 years out of a residential mower for a lot less than $5,269, then we're only getting a 5-year warranty on this $5,269. Then I think that we should have had a little bit better foresight on the $250,000 that we almost spent on it, and probably look at a residential one. Understand there's a need, and outside a goat, you got to have the grass cut. But just want to draw attention to some of our thought processes moving forward.
Councilor Hanlon?
I can't really disagree on regard to what Councilor Harding said, Jordan, but from my perspective, I think it's definitely a new director of public works is well needed, I think, and once we get the new public works director on, we can ask for some reports on equipment and appropriate use and that kind of stuff. Right now, we've been kind of flying along since our previous public works director left, and this here is $5,269 is not a lot when it comes to commercial grade tractors. I personally have expensed it in my other hat at my day job. I paid $14,000 for a commercial type one that's used at with the district. So although it seems a lot, and I understand that, but I think it's something that we can ask for our new public works director to give us some more accurate reports on that. But I'll certainly support this motion.
Well, one of the things that they said about the track was if they use it to mow the soccer field, it almost looked like a hockey arena. Everything would be done, but all the outside areas could not be done with the current piece of equipment. And the former piece of equipment, according to Damian Bridger, was fixed and repaired multiple times in the past 10 years. They spent probably $2,000 in replacing it till they could not replace it anymore. I think the request is more than reasonable. You would not get somebody coming forward to ask for something that was not needed and was not essential. And like I said, for this reason, it is needed by the town, and I certainly will support
it. Anyone else?
Point of information, is this a budgeted item?
I don't believe so.
No, but it was a breakdown item where they needed to, move funds from one area to another, which is what Linda Newbrook told us, that they had to move money from one area to another.
There was money in there for a new track for the excavator, that was in there for $11,000. say they're not gonna do that now, they don't need the new track for the excavator, so money came from that pot.
So we're still in 6,000.
Issue.
Any other questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Council minded?
Nay.
Carry.
Okay, item number three is Blasthole Pump Station Building. Staff advise that vandalism is an issue at the building located at Blasthole Pond. Recommendation is to secure the premises, sealing off the concrete opening inside the building and barring the doors and windows. Item number four, Emberley's Road Embankment. Committee requests that staff move ahead with obtaining quotes for erosion stabilization. Once these quotes are received, they'll be presented to committee for consideration. Item number five, pedestrian activated crosswalk Forbin Road. Staff updated committee with response from Transportation and Works on a request for them to install a pedestrian activated crosswalk. Transportation and Works advise that they do not install or maintain lighted crosswalks. However, should the town wish to install them, a submission could be made for approval to place them within the department's right of way. Staff will obtain quotes for the same and provide to the committee for consideration. Item number six, Transportation and Works request is new. Public Works staff will email the Department of Transportation and Works to request the following. A, speed reduction on Portugal Cove Road from Legion Road to Churchill's Road. B, repairs to Beachy Cove Road shoulder where erosion is evident. Also, no parking signs along the area for residents access Beachy Cove Beach. C, a speed reduction on Bennett's Road in the Sunshine Park area where the new temporary speed hump was installed. Items for discussion, number seven, heavy equipment. Request was made by a resident on Keaton Lane to erect a no heavy equipment access sign. Staff advised it is not standard practice to erect signage following one request. B, staff were asked to notify Transportation Works that heavy equipment has been observed traveling with uncovered loads on the roadways. Number eight, business signage policy. Staff are asked to prepare a policy which would support regulation number 74 of the town's development regulations, wherein advertisements are prohibited in street reservations. The policy will address action that would be taken by the town for removal and associated penalties. Number nine, Brookside Place. Staff will provide an update that garbage in the area has been cleaned up and is being monitored regularly. The dilapidated structure is not within the town's road reservation. Therefore, this will be referred to the Planning and Development Committee to review. And Deputy Mayor Lehamlin's report.
Thank you, Councilor Bartlett. Next, we go on to Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism. Councilor Leary.
Thank you, Your Worship. In attendance on Friday, July the 6th, the Economic Development, Marketing, Communications, and Tourism Committee was myself as chair, Councilor Dave Bartlett, Councilor Madonna Stewart Sharp, and Jeff Lawler, Director of Economic Development, Marketing, and Communications. Item number one, heritage updates. A, Fanny Goff. The Fanny Goff Memorial opened on Thursday, June 14th on Loop Drive. The mayor and members of council were joined by heritage committee members, both past and present. In recognition for his efforts on the project, Mac Miller, former heritage chair, cut the ribbon. And B, rug hooking. The rug hooking event, as part of the Regatta Festival, was well attended with 16 participants from all ages. Item number two, environment updates. The Green Team. The Green Team will officially start on Tuesday, July 10th. The members are Tyler Cogswell, team lead. He was on the 2016 PCSP Green Team. Natalia Daw, Kyle Roberts, who's a resident of PCSP, and Erica Murphy. The FCM Climate Change Funding. The application for a climate change staff grant was submitted. If successful, 80% of staff time dedicated to climate change would be covered by FCM. This would support the existing climate change projects we are working on with various partners. The community cleanup. Community cleanup activities will continue throughout the summer. Bags and gloves are available for pickup at the town hall. The East Coast Trail announcement. The East Coast Trail is looking to host a joint press conference with PCSP, Paradise, and CBS in PCSP to announce the next phase of the East Coast Trail. The date of the event will be July 20th or 27th, based on availability of respective mayors and council. Number four, Chamber of Commerce. The business directory. The business directory is completed and has been sent to all residents and businesses in the community. We will continue to update the directory online. The Barn Dance Business Mixer. The chamber held a barn dance business mixer at Spirit Horse Stable Life on Thursday, June 16th. The event was well attended by businesses in the community and included the launch of their strategic plan and the business directory. Item number 5, tourism signage and wayfinding. Following a meeting with ACOA and the Department of Tourism, Culture, Industry, and Innovation, the proposal for signage in PCSP is being finalized with submission in the next 2 weeks. And Your Worship, if I may, I'm going to ask Councillor Bartlett to read item number 6, as I excuse myself due to a conflict of interest relative to the land ownership and a family member.
Item number 6, Fortune Cove Lookout. Following land ownership information obtained by the Director of Economic Development from the Planning and Development Department, Councillor Tina Neary will be removing herself from discussions on the project due to a conflict of interest. The project was not discussed at the meeting, nor the land ownership information.
Item number 7, service level review. The service level review documents were sent to council. Upon their review, it will be brought forward at the next council meeting for approval. Item number 8, Wabana joint council meeting. The Director of Economic Development will reach out to the Mayor and Council of Wabana regarding a potential joint council meeting, primarily to discuss tourism and collaborative opportunities. Item number 9, traffic calming meetings. Traffic calming meetings scheduled for Oliver's Pond, Western Gully, and Country Gardens will take place after a new Director of Public Works is hired to ensure their involvement. Item number 10, other town signage. It was reported that the Department of Public Works is working on cleaning up the dilapidated and illegal signage in the community. This issue had been brought forward by the task force for follow-up and consideration. Item number 11, local business donations. The committee discussed best practices for local businesses in terms of sponsorship, procurement, and donations. Council wishes to ensure that if we are requesting support from the local business community, that we are equally supporting them through fair procurement practices, and promotional opportunities. Number 12, Botwood Mural Arts Society correspondence. Council received correspondence from the Botwood Mural Arts Society regarding a global mural conference on September 12th to 15th. Due to the busy scheduling for the fall and other commitments, we will not be sending anyone to this conference. Number 13, Volunteer of the Year. A submission for the Chair of Safe PCSP, Norma Reed, was made for Canada's Volunteer Awards as per request of Councillor Daryl J. Harding. And item number 14, Respectful Workplace Policy. The committee discussed the need for a respectful workplace policy. The Employee and Public Relations Administrator will be forwarded this request. And so ends my report, Your Worship.
Thank you, Councillor Neary. Next, we have Protective Services, Councillor Hanlon.
Thank you, Your Worship. Protective Services Committee met on Tuesday, July the 3rd. In attendance was myself as Chair, Councillor Neary, Councillor Bartlett, Heather Coughlin, our Employee and Public Relations Administrator, Fred Hollick, one of our co-chiefs, and Peter Morey from the Commissioners. Items number 1 and 3. Item number 1, Commissioners, Municipal Enforcement. The Municipal Enforcement Officer offered the following update on activities since the last committee meeting. The Municipal Enforcement Officer completed a two-day training seminar at the NLC for Cannabis 101 with a focus on the new legislation. The investigator report from a resident on Mercer's Lane regarding a tempered lock on the residence. There are no reports of suspicious vehicles in the area, but the Municipal Enforcement Officer continues to monitor for any activity. They responded to a parking issue on Ocean's Edge cul-de-sac. Reports of vehicles parked throughout the roadway impeding usage. The MEO made contact with the homeowner hosting a party and ensured vehicles removed to allow a safe passage for emergency vehicles if required. The dash cam utilized to record speeding vehicle passing MEO illegally on Indian line. Video data was immediately provided to the RNC, who then apprehended the driver and issued a ticket within minutes of the report. The dash cam utilized to record impaired driver activity at Voices Brook Park. Driver was recorded smoking marijuana and refused to leave the park after closing. Video data and vehicle plate number were immediately provided to the RNC for action. Our civic numbering audit is progressing smoothly. No issues have been reported from any resident who has been deemed non-compliant. Councilor Harry asked regarding procedure for animal complaints after hours. Complaints are coordinated through the Public Works Department during office hours and investigated by the MEO after hours. Ongoing issues, we're still waiting a response from the minister regarding the traffic regulations, and the committee will request the mayor to follow up with the minister's office on this. Item number two, fire and emergency services updates. We had 5 responses, 2 medical calls, 1 brush fire, 1 residential alarm, and 1 road traffic accident, which was a vehicle and a motorcycle. Training on June 25th, recruit training is continuing every Tuesday evening. Another activity, the fire department was involved in a number of events on Canada Day, such as the flag raising ceremony and the Legion Bowman Hell Memorial Parade. The volunteer fire department open house at Station 2 and barbecue, and the town fireworks display. 2 volunteer fire department members provided marine safety with the Zodiac at the public dory practice on June the 27th. The committee reviewed the department activity snapshot from January 1st to date. The chiefs received feedback from a number of residents on fireworks display on Canada Day. All was positive. Comments included, this was the best display they have ever seen, and more. Chiefs would like to pass along the feedback, along as well as congratulations to Deputy Chief Eddie Sharp and his team and the recreation team for an outstanding job. Department members reported an uncovered structure in the ground, possibly 4 to 5 feet deep, just off the walking trail behind Rainbow Gully Park. This represents an obvious hazard and was immediately reported to Public Works for action. And a draft of the bonfire beach signage was reviewed by the committee and given the go-ahead to acquire 3 price quotes for production of the signs. Item number 3, dirt bikes and ATVs. The town has received a number of complaints regarding reckless and dangerous driving of dirt bikes, including Doggery Hill Road and Keeley Lane areas. The municipal enforcement officer is investigating all reports and is monitoring with a focus on this type of activity. A response has been made to all residents. This enforcement officer and the town asks the residents to witness any illegal activity. Please contact the RNC as soon as possible. The RNC non-emergency number is 729-8000. As well, if you have any information at all to identify the dirt bike and or ATV drivers, including their home address or description of the driver or vehicle, please pass the information along to the municipal enforcement officers. This information has proven very beneficial with investigations, especially in conjunction with the dash cam footage. You will not have to be identified and to the driver, nor you will be asked to testify in any way. The municipal enforcement officer can be contacted via email to the town at pcsp@pcsp.ca or by cell phone at 743-7268. I have one more item I'd like to expand a little bit. That's the end of my written report, but after talking with the chief today, and we had a discussion around the forest fire index and where it's currently an extreme or high in the area. And although we may have a few showers of rain here and there, the forest fire index is not based on rain one day, dry the next. It goes on the averages and province as a whole more than anything. And it's people may or may not understand that the forest fire index takes the whole area in, and once we make the decision to abide by the no fire ban in the town, it is not taken lightly, and we're not just going to put it in, take it out, put it in. It will remain into effect until we get a more or less permanent upgrading of the forest fire index. I guess that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Councilor Hanley. Okay, and administration and finance, I'm going to get Councilor Stewart Sharp to read the report on my behalf.
Thank you, Your Worship. Administrative and Finance Committee met July 5th. In attendance for items 1 to 11 was Chairperson Deputy Mayor Mahan and Councilor Hardy. Attendance for items 1 to 10 was Councilor, myself, Stewart Sharp, and staff Tony Pollard, Director of Financial Operations, and Claudine Murray, Deputy Town Clerk. Number 1.
Excuse me, Your Worship. Sorry, Councilor Sharp. Again, I need to request an opportunity to leave due to a conflict of interest as a result of the fact I have a family member who was listed as one of the accounts.
Okay. Sorry.
adoption. Committee recommends council approve payment of regular accounts in the amount of $18,577.88 and capital accounts in the amount of $179,979.26 for a total of $198,557.12. So moved.
Second. Second by Councilor Hardy. Any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Councilor Martin?
Committee reviewed a request for the town to sell a piece of their land at the edge of cul-de-sac in Ocean's Edge to B&B Homes. The piece of land in question is shown on the survey enclosed with the letter. Committee feels more discussion and investigation is required and will defer the request to a future committee meeting. Number three, non-unionized hiring policy, deferred to future committee meetings. Number four, staffing. The replacement for an administrative support clerk position will be advertised. Number five, council agenda packages. Staff explained issues regarding the size of agenda packages when large documents are tabled. The value of council to be open and transparent must be weighed against the risk of breaching a person's personal information and to the time it takes the staff to review and redact the large documents. Committee is accepting of the compromise to include the cover page of the table document with a comment stating supporting documentation for this record is available upon request. Please contact the deputy town clerk. Number six, open call for bids, rescue vehicle. The committee reviewed the request for council to purchase a replacement vehicle for the 1998 rescue vehicle we currently use. This is a budgeted item. The specifications have been prepared, reviewed, and an open call for bids can now be drafted and advertised. Number seven, zone metering and voluntary residential metering project. The committee reviewed the revised scope of work and project costs, which was provided by Neptune and reviewed by the Department of Municipality Affairs and Environment, and makes the following motion. Motion reads, committee recommends council approve Neptune's scope amended notice for project number 17-CWWF-17-00034, zoning metering and voluntary residential metering project, and enter into a contract in the amount of $988,787.30. So moved.
Second by Councilor Harding. Any questions or discussion?
I'll just say that that motion is plus HST.
Yeah. Councilor Hammond?
I just want to make it quite clear that the voluntary residential metering project is exactly that, and we're not confusing or changing our minds or anything related to any kind of residential zone metering. Will totally be at a resident's request. There is no intention of us changing that to any kind of fixed or permanent part. It's totally voluntary, and I just want to make my statement clear on that, that I would not support it if it was any other way.
Noted. Any other discussion?
Yeah. Further to Councilor Hanlon, the voluntary water metering in the residences will be part of a pilot project used to collect data based on water consumption in different size homes at different elevations with different numbers of people. And it will give us the data that we need then to actually see what water consumption is costing us in their towns, understanding that the major crux of this funding is for the implementation of zone meters and in-ground infrastructure repair.
Councilor Hammond?
I know I'm not supposed to go back and make another comment, but just 30 seconds on that. If it is indeed voluntary, we cannot go out and get a defined scope, like you explained, of particular areas. If and when someone comes in, we can pick up that information, but there's no intention of actually going to someone and asking them for this. It's, from my understanding, this is totally people coming to us, not going to them.
100%. 100%. But the selection for the pilot project will be done based on the demographics of the data that we wish to collect.
No problem. What? The pilot project is we're putting stuff into the houses?
The pilot project is Neptune will be putting stuff into the houses. Point of information, Mr. Chair. Pilot project, at the end of the zone metering implementation, is exactly that. It's a voluntary project where we will put out calls for anybody who wants to have a water meter in their house. The structuring of that agreement is not in place yet, but the purpose of it is that everybody that volunteers won't get water meters right away, because we won't have those water meters right away. We will have ones to collect data from the different demographics in the town to give us that information. Moving forward, the volunteer process, water meeting process, residential process will be voluntary, but has not been structured yet.
Just to clarify, so the voluntary piece, which I'm hearing very clearly, they come to us, we accept them, we go through that process. In no way are we going out and recruiting.
Absolutely not. 100% voluntary.
But we will let the public know that we are having a voluntary.
It'll be
program.
Fully advertised.
Yes.
Matter of fact, in the package that was sent out, it showed the public information monies, education monies, and part of the water conservation strategy.
If I may add something, we all realize that we're losing around $200,000 a year in water. So one of the main things for me would be for leak detection. Where is this water leaking from? How can we stop it? And if we can stop it, well, it'll be $200,000 in our coffers every year. So that's also a vital component of it as well.
Anyone else to add anything? All in favor?
Aye.
Councilor Margaret, carried.
Number 8, Drovers Heights. The committee discussed the next steps for Project 17-CWWF-18-00003, Drover Heights Water and Sewer Servicing Project. The town will obtain quotes for project management. Number 9, Tolt Road Reconstruction Project. Options for the project are still being discussed. The results of more investigation needs to be brought back to the committee before a decision on the next steps can be made. Number 10, draft of the audited financial statements. Committee reviewed and discussed the draft audited financial statements for 2018 and will make the following motion. Motion, committee recommends council adopt the 2017 audited financial statements as prepared by Byron D. Smith Chartered Accountants. So moved.
Second by Councilor Merrill.
Yeah, I think in the preamble that's supposed to be 2017.
Yeah, kind
of. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Councilor Merrill, carried.
Number 11, Director of Public Works. The committee discussed the preferable candidate for the Director of Public Works and is prepared to make the job offer to the individual. Therefore, committee put forth the following motion. The motion reads, committee recommends that council enter into a contract negotiations with the highest ranked candidate for the position of Director of Public Works. So moved.
Second by Councilor Murray. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Councilor Murray.
And so ends my report, Your Worship.
you, Councilor Stuart Sharp. Do we have any correspondence? Lisa?
There's only three pieces of correspondence received in the past 2 weeks and it's been distributed to committees.
Okay. The exception, I'm sorry, the note from the Municipal Assessment Agency in the table right now. I'd like it from the town manager's report, the revised assessments or the estimate of what the assessments look like.
Okay, any new general or unfinished business? Okay, I guess I'll call for the adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Councilor Barton, second by Councilor Merritt. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I guess we'll open up for questions.